She took her ID. She would need it to get into the Cabot County Youth Detention Facility. After that, however, she considered herself on her own. Not Officer Lorraine Connor, but simply Rainey, doing what she should have done days ago. She prepared one last surprise in her family room, just in case. Then she glanced at her watch. Danny was due to be moved at 5 p.m. Shep had decided he wanted Danny to be examined at the nearby psychiatric hospital. That didn't give her much time. Rainey hit the road in her own beat-up Nissan. An hour later, she sat across from Danny O'Grady, whose thin, gaunt face was a close match for her own. "Danny," she said quietly, "I think it's time we talked." She didn't leave until he'd told her everything. Quincy walked tiredly down the hospital corridor toward the room he'd hoped never to see again. He'd had to pass through Chicago on his way to Dulles, and his damn flight from Portland had landed 45 minutes late, forcing him to run for his gate. He'd been terrified of missing his connecting flight, terrified of being stranded at O'Hare, terrified of having to call Bethy and tell her he was missing another momentous occasion in his daughter's life. This one, though, would definitely be the last. Ha ha ha. His thoughts were raw. He felt both exhausted and wired, the way he did when he approached a fresh crime scene, and that unsettled him even more. A few nurses saw him walking and nodded in greeting. He recognized their faces, but didn't remember their names. Finally, he was at the door. That damn smell again, and the overwhelming sense of white. He had been raised to believe that death wore black. He felt needlessly betrayed. He put on his game face, for he knew no other way to enter the room, then briskly opened the door. Bethy was curled up in a chair next to the bed, sound asleep. Her dark hair had lightened in the last few years, but curved gracefully around her shoulders. With her taupe slacks and fine silk sweater, she looked much too nice to be spending her days in a hospital room. Quincy felt instantly guilty, his most common emotion when it came to his ex-wife.